New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. Welcome to episode number 13 of the New York Breeze, the podcast where you can listen in English and Japanese about life in New York City in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. I'm Chris in New York, and my co-host in Japan is Shoko. Today's topic, coffee in New York. Specialty coffee thrives in Brooklyn.
Chris-san, よろしくお願いします。Shoko が日本語でお手伝いします。今回のエピソードは、ニューヨークのコーヒー、ブルックリンではスペシャルティーコーヒーが熱いです。
Craft coffee in Brooklyn.
ブルックリンのクラフトコーヒー。
Most of us New Yorkers live off coffee. According to national statistics, we New Yorkers drink about 7 times more coffee than the rest of America. As long as it's strong, we're happy. But what if you want your coffee black and to be able to taste layers of natural flavor and sweetness without adding any sugar or other sweeteners? Or how about being able to taste some typical characteristics of the place where it was grown, or be able to recognize the varietal of the coffee tree the beans came from?
統計によると、ニューヨーカーは他の地域のアメリカ人の7倍のコーヒーを飲みます。濃いコーヒーなら満足でした。でも、ブラックコーヒーで自然の風味や甘さを味わったり、豆の産地の典型的な特徴を味わったり、さらに、その豆の取れたコーヒーの木の品種が分かったらどうでしょう。今、クリスさんが言ったような流れが、いわゆるコーヒーの第三の波、サードウェーブと呼ばれているものなのですね。クラフトコーヒーとか、豆の個性を引き出すために一杯ずつ丁寧に入れるというマイクロブリューコーヒーも同じ流れのようです。コーヒーの木の品種にまでもこだわるのですね。そういえば最近アラビカ種という言葉を耳にします。ちなみにスターバックスに代表されるシアトル系コーヒーは第2の波だったのですね。
Well, then for that, you need to find specialty coffee.Coffee with a pedigree of sorts. And Brooklyn has these kinds of craft roasters and brewers everywhere. The so-called third wave or craft coffee or microbrew coffee shops abound in Brooklyn. A lot of established and up-and-coming neighborhoods all around Brooklyn have roasting businesses and cafes with coffee brew to order. And today I'm going to give you a little tour of some of my favorites.West Coast Innovation or Japanese Tradition Made American.
西海岸の革新、日本の伝統が貢献しているのでは?
Williamsburg has become the mecca for specialty coffee in New York City. So-called third wave coffee first pioneered in the U.S. about 6 to 10 years ago on the West Coast, especially in Oakland and San Francisco, California, Portland, Oregon,and Seattle, Washington. But this approach to small batch roasting and microbrewing have been common practice across Japan. Things like pour over, Nell drip, Kyoto drip, and siphon brewing have been the province of small cafes throughout Japan where the staff carefully sort the coffee beans and the barista brew with the utmost care and precision to the pointwhere the process of brewing and then drinking a single cup of coffee looks and tastes like a journey from farm to cup.
いわゆる第三の波コーヒーはアメリカ西海岸に6年から10年前に上陸しました。でも小さなバッチの焙煎や一杯ずつ丁寧に入れるやり方、ドリップ式、ネルドリップ、京都ドリップ、そしてサイフォンブリューイングは日本の昔ながらの喫茶店で普通に行われていたことなのです。マスターが注意深く豆を選び、最大限の思いやりと正確さでコーヒーを入れるので、一杯のコーヒーがコーヒー農園からカップに届くまでの旅の道のりの味わいなのです。
Unfortunately, the one aspect of what I've just described that we completely screw up in New York City is We rush it. Everything here is go, go, go. And in New York, we found a way to speed up the craft coffee.
残念ながら、ニューヨークでは全てが早く早く早くモードなので、ここではクラフトコーヒーを短時間で入れる方法が編み出されました。
So today, I'm going to share some of my personal favorites, and the three main criteria I go by are quality, integrity, and originality. My favorite place for a pour over, Devotion.
Pour over なら Devotion.
No cost was spared in building Devotion on Grand Street. The name is Spanish, and its meaning is the same as in English.Devotion. All the coffee comes from Colombia. These guys are no joke. They roast only fresh crop, which is flown in direct from harvest from mountainous farms in Colombia. And when you walk in, you can see the coffee being roasted on site. Walk a little further inside, and there is the coffee bar. A single cup of coffee will easily cost, with tip, $5 to $10.For the amount of effort, for this level of devotion, they put into producing and transporting the coffee, that doesn't seem too steep of a price to pay. Devotion serves espresso drinks and coffee cherry tea, cascara, but their pour-overs are syrupy and heavy-bodied.
Devotion は建物インテリアにも贅沢にお金がかけられていて、居心地の良い空間です。さらに、コーヒーも本物志向です。コロンビアの農園で収穫されてすぐのフレッシュな豆を空輸しています。店に入るとコーヒーが焙煎されるのを実際に見ることができます。この献身的な姿勢を見れば、一杯5ドルから10ドルと言われても納得します。カスカラと呼ばれるコーヒーチェリーティーも出しています。カスカラを調べてみました。コーヒーの木の実で作られたハーブティーなのですね。コーヒーの実は熟すとチェリーのように赤いのですね。この中の種がコーヒー豆になるんだ。種の部分が大きいということですね。
My three favorite places for espresso, cold brew, and a bag of coffee. Cafe Grumpy, City of Saints, and Parlor.
エスプレッソ。コールドブリュー、家庭用コーヒーなら、カフェグランピー、シティオブセインツ、そしてパーラー。
Cafe Grumpy opened on Mezerol Avenue in Greenpoint in 2005. Their cold brew is bomb, and so is their espresso. I like to get bags of coffee from Cafe Grumpy, and right now they have an Ethiopian coffee that I really love. Enough said.Also, my other favorite for cold brew is in Bushwick at City of Saints. Their espresso and drip coffees are solid too, but consistently, I have had cold brew from them that just makes me feel like a better person for having it. In a slight coincidence, City of Saints is on Mezerol Street and Grumpy is on Mezerol Avenue, two completely different parts of Brooklyn, about 2 miles away from each other.Another great spot for getting bags of roasted coffee is Parlor Coffee Roasters on Vanderbilt Avenue. They usually host a public tasting session on Sundays, and at Parlor you can try another of my top most favorite cold brews in Brooklyn.
グリーンポイントのカフェグランピーは、コールドブリューやエスプレッソ、そして家庭用のエチオピア産コーヒーがとても美味しいのですね。また、ブシュウィックにあるシティオブセインツもおすすめ。シティオブセインツはメスロールストリートに、カフェグランピーはメスロールアベニューにあります。二つは2マイル離れているのでお間違いなく。パーラー、コーヒーロースターもおすすめです。ここは毎週日曜日に一般向けにテイスティングセッションも開催しています。
My favorite Cortado. Blue Bottle on McKibben Street in Bushwick.
コータードなら、ブシュウィック、マッキビンストリートにあるブルーボトル。
In early 2018, Blue Bottle New York moved its roasting operation deeper into Brooklyn. Their new flagship roastery, in addition to the cafe at the entrance, also has tasting rooms and an educational space for their baristas who undertake rigorous training. Tours are sometimes possible. They also serve a delicious pour-over, but something about their cortado with oat milk has me really over the moon.
2018年初めにブルーボトルニューヨークは焙煎業務をブルックリンに移しました。入り口にカフェも併設した新しい店は、テイスティングルームや厳しい訓練が行われるバリスタを目指す人のための教育施設もあります。見学ツアーも可能です。ここのオートミルクの入ったコータードには大満足です。コータードを調べてみると、少量の牛乳が入ったエスプレッソとあります。クリスさんの説明はさらに詳しいですね。聞いてみましょう。
A cortado is equal parts double ristretto espresso shot with milk, dairy, almond, or oat milk.
リストレットエスプレッソのダブルに牛乳やアーモンドミルクやオートミルクを加えたものなのですね。ウィキペディアによると、リストレットとは通常の量のコーヒー豆を半分の量の水で抽出するエスプレッソであり、より早く抽出される物質が成分の大半を占める。より力強く熟成した味でコクがあり苦味が少ないと言われているとあります。一度飲んで味を確かめたいものです。
Blue Bottle is famous for their hospitality and long lines. This location tends to be more mellow and it's where they roast all of their coffee for the region. All right, thank you for listening and taking time to enjoy our podcast. If you like what you hear, hit that like button, shoot us a review, and get subscribed. Until next time, peace out.
それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
Today's topic, coffee in New York. Specialty coffee thrives in Brooklyn.Craft coffee in Brooklyn. Most of us New Yorkers live off coffee. According to national statistics, we New Yorkers drink about 7 times more coffee than the rest of America. As long as it's strong, we're happy. But what if you want your coffee black and to be able to taste layers of natural flavor and sweetness without adding any sugar or other sweeteners? Or how about being able to taste some typical characteristics of the place where it was grown?Or be able to recognize the varietal of the coffee tree the beans came from. Well, then, for that, you need to find specialty coffee. Coffee with a pedigree of sorts. And Brooklyn has these kinds of craft roasters and brewers everywhere. The so-called third wave, or craft coffee, or microbrew coffee shops abound in Brooklyn. A lot of established and up-and-coming neighborhoods all around Brooklyn have roasting businesses and cafes with coffee brewed to order. And today, I'm going to give you a little tour of some of my favorites. West Coast Innovation, or Japanese Tradition Made American. Williamsburg has become the mecca for specialty coffee in New York City. So-called third wave coffee first pioneered in the U.S. about 6 to 10 years ago on the West Coast, especially in Oakland and San Francisco, California, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. But this approach to small batch roasting and microbrewing have been common practice across Japan. Things like pour over, Nell drip, Kyoto drip, and siphon brewing.Have been the province of small cafes throughout Japan, where the staff carefully sort the coffee beans, and the barista brew with the utmost care and precision to the point where the process of brewing and then drinking a single cup of coffee looks and tastes like a journey from farm to cup. Unfortunately, the one aspect of what I've just described that we completely screw up in New York City is we rush it.Everything here is go, 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 and in New York, we found a way to speed up the craft coffee. So today, I'm going to share some of my personal favorites, and the 3 main criteria I go by are quality, integrity, and originality. My favorite place for a pour-over, Devotion. No cost was spared in building Devotion on Grand Street.The name is Spanish, and its meaning is the same as in English, devotion. All the coffee comes from Colombia. These guys are no joke. They roast only fresh crop, which is flown in direct from harvest from mountainous farms in Colombia. And when you walk in, you can see the coffee being roasted on site. Walk a little further inside, and there is the coffee bar. A single cup of coffee will easily cost, with tip, $5 to $10. For the amount of effort, for this level of devotion they put into producing and transporting the coffee, that doesn't seem too steep of a price to pay. Devoción serves espresso drinks and coffee cherry tea, cascara, but their pour-overs are syrupy and heavy-bodied. My three favorite places for espresso, cold brew, and a bag of coffee: Café Grumpy, City of Saints, and Parlor. Café Grumpy opened on Mezerol Avenue in Greenpoint in 2005. Their cold brew is bomb, and so is their espresso. I like to get bags of coffee from Café Grumpy, and right now they have an Ethiopian coffee that I really love. Enough said. Also, my other favorite for cold brew is in Bushwick at City of Saints. Their espresso and drip coffees are solid too, but consistently, I have had cold brew from them that just makes me feel like a better person for having it. In a slight coincidence, City of Saints is on Mezerol Street and Grumpy is on Mezerol Avenue, two completely different parts of Brooklyn, about 2 miles away from each other. Another great spot for getting bags of roasted coffee is Parlor Coffee Roasters on Vanderbilt Avenue. They usually host a public tasting session on Sundays, and at Parlor you can try another of my top most favorite cold brews in Brooklyn. My favorite Cortado, Blue Bottle on McKibben Street in Bushwick. In early 2018, Blue Bottle New York moved its roasting operation deeper into Brooklyn. Their new flagship roastery, in addition to the cafe at the entrance, also has tasting rooms and an educational space for their baristas who undertake rigorous training. Tours are sometimes possible. They also serve a delicious pour-over, but something about their cortado with oat milk has me really over the moon. A cortado is equal parts double ristretto espresso shot with milk, dairy, almond, or oat milk. Blue Bottle is famous for their hospitality and long lines. This location tends to be more mellow, and it's where they roast all of their coffee for the region. All right, thank you for listening and taking time to enjoy our podcast. If you like what you hear, hit that like button, shoot us a review, and get subscribed. Until next time, peace out.